This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After years of drought, the Front Range in 2023 had the wettest three-month period in the state's history. CPR's Molly Cruz reports on what to expect for the year ahead.
One explanation for Colorado's extreme jumps in climate this year is because Colorado is experiencing an El Niño year. That typically means a predictable climate year for Colorado, a snowier winter, a rainy summer. But state climatologist Rush Shoemaker says that as global temperatures break records, El Niño years have become harder to forecast.
The big question mark is how this El Niño event is going to play out across Colorado.
So far, Colorado has received less snow than normal for this time of year. Shoemaker says the climate outlook for 2024 appears to be more and more unpredictable. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The number of Colorado students who finish college within 6 years stayed about the same this year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About 62% of the freshman class of 2017 finished college within 6 years. That tracks very closely with the national rate. However, Coloradans who graduated from four-year colleges in 6 years dropped about a percentage point. Colorado saw a steep decline in the number of Latino completers at four-year institutions from 46% last year to 40%. The good news is the number of students completing two-year college degrees is rising in all racial and ethnic groups. The report comes from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Consumer prices in Metro Denver fell slightly, less than 1%, during October and November. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the biggest change was in gas prices, which fell more than 9%. Overall, prices are still higher than they were 1 year ago. Metro Denver staying in the 30s today. Colorado Springs windy through the afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.